Mary and Amber, would you please come forward and light the Advent wreath this morning?
On this second Sunday of Advent, we light the Bethlehem candle. This is our proclamation of peace. May God's word be the lamp that lights our life path of salvation. O come, Emmanuel, meet us here. In Luke 2, verses 4 through 7, it says, Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and placed him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Shalom is a Hebrew greeting, but it means much more than hello and goodbye. The Hebrew meaning is completeness, wholeness, health, peace, welfare, safety, soundness, tranquility, prosperity, perfectness, fullness, rest, and harmony. The absence of agitation or discord. This is everything that would bring the final harmony among all human beings, all living creatures, and God. Shalom is the ultimate salvation for God's creation. We celebrate the coming of the Prince of Peace. Let us pray. Dear God, as we seek your peace in our troubled lives, help us to flow in the master pattern of harmony that's intended for your creation. Shalom, God. This is our greeting and this is our prayer.
If the kids will come on down for Kids Corner, you'll be sharing time this morning with Julie Cohen.
I love Jesus. Yes, I do.
I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
Amen.
Now, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry I'm so tall. There's usually a chair over here. Anyway, I'm Julie, and guess what we're going to talk about today? Candy. You like candy? Anyone here like candy? Okay. Well, I did some studying. All right. Another convert. I've done some studying on the candy cane since it's Christmas time. Do you guys know where candy canes came from? Well, it's really interesting. At first, I thought they were made by a candy maker in Ohio, because that's all over the internet. But the very first prototype, or the original, was made in Germany over 340 years ago. You know why the guy made them? To keep the kids quiet during long church services. Can you guys relate to that? Well, originally they didn't have any stripes on them, but they were curved. And then somebody in Ohio in 1880, so that's a long time ago, decided to add the stripes, and then they started using them as decorations too. I brought a poem. This was originally what I thought the candy cane came from, but it's a really neat story. Look at the candy cane. What do you see? Stripes that are red, like the blood shed for me. White is for my Savior, who's sinless and pure. J is for Jesus, my Lord, that's for sure. Turn it around, and a staff you will see. Jesus, my Shepherd, was born for me. Now, if you look at a candy cane here, it's got a big stripe and it's got little stripes. And the big one is, if you look at it, the best thing I like is to think of it as God's love wrapped around you like a hug, just like that red stripe wraps around the candy cane. And the little stripes, some people say, stand for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So when you see a candy cane, you can think, J for Jesus, crook for shepherd. That's called a shepherd's crook, not like a thief. Can we say a quick prayer? Lord, thank you so much for Christmas, for coming as a baby to save us all. And thank you that God can even use something like a stick of candy to teach us more about you and remind us how very much you love us. Please be with these children and help them think of you every time they see a candy cane this Christmas season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, now I have a candy cane for each of you. Okay.